Everyone, welcome to the Foch's Corner with Phony Bennett, T Dubs, Dougie Fresh, and me, Mark Jerome, where we talk about tweets of the week and anything else that's happening in hot. Phony, how many followers are you up to right now?
Man, I don't know. More than you? I don't know.
Someone just starting out could have more followers than I do.
I haven't looked since Thanksgiving.
And that wasn't very nice.
It's 19 something. That sounds like you were the Mark Jerome though.
That's like an elite tweet, an elite tweeter comment to make, right? More than you.
Elitist.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark Jerome's the one with the big head today. They took over the UVA Hoops Facebook group, and somebody posted, "Wait, is this the all caps the Mark Jerome?
The amazing Mark Jerome?
It That's is. Amazing.
You're the man, Mark. I
you guys are all clowns.
No one knew who I was. So
and on his show,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I played there. You know who I was.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I ask Dougie? You get any new followers? All right.
What's that?
Oh yeah, how's your Twitter going?
I keep that to myself right now. I'll let you know. I got 158, I think. Not that I count.
That's pretty good.
Dougie Fresh Smith, 160, man. You got two more since the show started.
160.
You're the man.
It's growing. It's growing.
All right, introduce our special guest.
Well, our special guest is also. I don't know if you'd want to call him a Twitter celebrity or just an overall celebrity, but we had him on the show prior. That's Daily Progress Twitter extraordinaire Bennett Conlin. So appreciate you jumping on, Bennett.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm not quite at Phony's level, but maybe one day.
You're getting there. Yeah.
You're good at Twitter, man. I got to say the videos and stuff. And I mean, you really make the most of the medium, so. People enjoy you, and obviously UVA fans really enjoy your coverage. You're good at the coverage. I think probably the last beat writer that was around here that people liked at the level they enjoy your stuff is probably Whitey, and Whitey's a legend. We're happy to have you covering UVA sports, man. You do a good job.
Is that Jeff White?
What? No, Whitey Reed.
Whitey Reed. Bad. I'm sorry. Whoops.
Jeff White. Well, Jeff White's good, but he's an insider, man. He gets access to stuff that the rest of us mortals don't. But no, Whitey Reed's a good guy. I don't know what is he still with the Virginia Magazine or whatever?
I think so. Believe so.
He's a good guy. He's the one that outed me.
Back in the
good
day.
Stuff. Yeah.
But Bennett, you do all sports, or do you have to focus on certain sports, just what's in season?
All of them.
Wow.
Yeah, the main focus is men's basketball, but it's sort of split up since we pretty much just got me covering UVA sports, so it's a little bit of everything.
That's awesome.
And did you go to JMU? Was that – are you?
I did. They're expected to not – or at least the CAA tomorrow, I think, is supposed to announce that they're not playing conference football at all in the fall. So some sad news for the Dukes there. But
yes. Right, because was it – Oh no, it's basketball that's supposed to play at JMU this year on the new.
Yeah, I've got the new arena. Hopefully, they're able to do that with fans and all that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be weird to christen a new arena with no fans.
Very strange. Very strange.
Very.
Should we jump into a few tweets?
Sure. Let's talk about Twitter.
Let's do it. Here's the first one: Virginia men's basketball account.
I'm nervous.
Launched their UVA Jam. I don't even know what you call it. I don't know. They just say call it UVA Jam presented by Dunkin' Donuts, I guess. First round is Willie Dirce's UNC end of game dunk versus DeAndre's UNC baseline dunk. What are your guys' thoughts on this one? Fresh, we know what yours are.
But. Yeah, you know, anytime you get a dunk at the Dean Dome and you hang on the rim and the Carolina ref gives you a T. That if it's an 8, it's a 12. Just for the fact that he got the technical and didn't care.
Yeah, I respect Willie's dunk because it was so disrespectful. I mean, the game was in hand, the clock's running out. He could have dribbled it out, but not only did he dunk it, he hung on the rim and to the Dean Dome faithful. So I respect that, but for me, if you're dunking in traffic, if you're dunking over guys, that automatically gets you bonus points. And
I get it.
That dunk by Dre was just fierce. So
yeah.
I'm going with Dre on that one.
Yeah.
By the way, I think the dribble the clock out is kind of a new thing. I think back in our time, we would just go the whole time. I don't think people used to do that unless there's, you know, I think people would play it out. I don't know.
Yeah. For me, I kind of look at it whether or not the starters are on the court. You know, if it's the bench guys, man, all bets are off. Like let them do what they want. And right. But if it's the starters, yeah, you could probably dribble that out. What do you think, Bennett?
Yeah, I was going to say, Bennett, what's your take on this?
DeAndre's got sort of the better pure dunk there, but like you're saying, the savagery of the first dunk is certainly impressive. I would have liked to see him pull up and shoot a three there.
Yes.
That one's a little more like this is going down no matter what, but still pretty good.
Just pause and ask somebody, what's the line?
What was the situation in DeAndre's dunk? We were up by 7 or 8 or whatever, and that's just putting the nail in the coffin.
Were we up that much? I was thinking it was a closer game.
I think it was the first half, pretty relatively close.
I think that was the second half.
Definitely. Oh, was the second half?
That was second half, definitely.
He had
30 seconds left, up by 7, something like that, and then boom.
No, in that game, I think there was probably 4 or 5 minutes left, if I remember.
He had two big dunks in that game, one in the first half, one in the second half, so I don't remember.
It was in front of our bench. I remember I was at that game, and I remember Ty missed a long three on the – corner.
Let's see the voting. Right, so the voting 12, tab is 1215, right? 89.5 to 10. Yeah,
it was a 7-point game with 12.5 left in the second half.
Oh, okay. I thought it was less time. Okay.
So the game was still very much competitive, but yeah. So that was a big moment.
And of course, the Mark Jerome mentions that his son missed a three from the corner or whatever nonsense that was.
And then Mark,
we don't care. Everybody misses shots. We love Ty. He's the best.
Yeah.
I love miss shots, bro. Can't miss shots.
Give Ty the assist on that.
Exactly.
They also had a Ralph versus Adam Hall dunk, which is right now tied at 50-50, which is
– That's amazing.
Amazing. 1,003 votes. I don't know how it's tied, but whatever. that's beside the point.
People are getting half votes.
And then we've got Darius's William and Mary dunk, which was, you know, they labeled it as the Farrakhan impression, but I thought man, that was a sweet in traffic dunk.
Wait, I missed that one.
And then Jamal Robinson's.
Ooh. I didn't see this one.
Jamal Robinson in the reverse on Florida State. That was a great one too.
If you look at Jamal now, would you ever imagine he looked like that then?
I only remember him as that, so.
Shirts and skins. Jamal's on shirts.
Yeah. Now he's like, you know, muscle bound.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of saying it.
Nice. And then today was Justin Anderson versus Richard Morgan. Was it today or was it yesterday?
This is a good one. This is a tough first round matchup.
It really was, and this is the –
I think London. The real story here is Justin claimed on Twitter that he drew up this play.
Yeah. From his high school days. But then we have Richard Morgan with a tip in.
That's crazy.
That was a crazy one.
I think Justin's gonna win this one because he gets more replays and he's in HD. Richard's playing in like, you know, there's like 3 channels on the TV.
Yeah.
It's fuzzy.
How the hell did we watch sports before HD? Like, I look at some of these games. I can't even tell what teams are on the court.
Oh, man. It's impossible.
We're so spoiled. I'm constantly making use of pause and rewind when watching games.
That's all I do.
Justin's head is over the rim on that one.
That's crazy.
It's really tough. It's going to be tough to beat that one.
Richard's is a nice dunk, but Justin's is powerful, smooth.
Ranking wise,
London's pass is nuts too. He's so chill. He just like flips it up there. All right, I'll go back on defense.
So what do we think the ranking was on this? Was this like a 4 versus a 5 or a 7 versus a 3? Like what do we think this is? Is Justin?
How many are we doing? How many are they doing?
Let's see.
18, 32. What's
16? I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
Round one matchup four.
So. I don't know, man. Those.
Oh, here we go. So there are 16.
So we get a bracket. Huff versus Nolte coming up.
Yeah, there's Dersh Hunter. I guess that's the 116. It looks kind of like Willie was the one seed there. Got a huge upset.
Really?
And then Ralph Adam Hall was the 8-9, maybe. I don't know. I'm told I could be just making.
No, there's no way Mew is not a one or a two seed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, no, he's a two. Yeah, maybe it's the one seed's up here and then the two's down here.
Which Braxton dunk is it?
It's got to be the Navy, right?
Oh, he had a crazy one, right?
Apollo, yeah, the one against it? Navy. Then no, it goes. I think it goes right down the middle. And it's in traffic. It's a good one. Joe Harris, I'm guessing, is Oregon. He had a great dunk at Oregon.
I don't know
which stiff dunk it's going to be. What's that?
How was Evans' dunk? What game was that?
Evans is, I think, in the tournament against Coastal Carolina, maybe. I don't know. I could be
making it. You're an encyclopedia, T-Dub.
Well, that's amazing.
He's the historian, yeah.
I think he gets a tip-in dunk, and he kind of, like, swings around the rim a little bit, and everyone's in shock. I don't know. I could have made that up.
Was that the game in Charlotte during the tournament?
I think so. Jay Huff, I don't know which Jay Huff one is going to be. The reverse, maybe. I mean, Evan's in trouble on that one.
Yeah,
Malcolm versus Akil will be good too. Akil's had a lot of good dunks.
Yeah, I don't remember so much.
You got Malcolm's dunk over LeBron. Is that the one they're using?
Okay, yeah, maybe they might have to go to the NBA to get that one. No, he's had some good ones, right? I feel like he's had a bunch and. They're sneaky good.
They're sneaky good, yeah.
Because he's just like a power.
Wait, they don't have Corey Alexander at Florida State.
They don't have Corey.
Dude, it's the best dunk I've ever seen. We gotta find it. He does.
They don't have
Corey at Florida State.
And there's a lot of Jamal dunks for them to pick that one.
Right.
Right. I mean. Well, yeah, he had some open court dunks that were just amazing. I mean, he used to get out on these breakaways. Like, I don't know, did he ever have a rebound in his life? Because I mean, he it seemed like he got so many breakaways. You know, he's running down the court when the other team's shot goes up. But
I guess you could say the same for Justin too. He had a bunch, like that reverse one he had. He's had some really good ones.
Yeah, he had that reverse alley oop.
Yeah,
he may have done that twice. But man, he had some great dunks. It's going to be for my money. It's going to be tough to beat Farrakhan. That to me is such a high watermark for what I look for in a dunk. Just sheer power and domination over the opponent. It was a contested dunk. Plus, he got the difficulty factor of dunking with his offhand. Which I mean, come on. That's tough to beat.
What's your guess here, Bennett? What are the odds here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I probably don't know like half these dunks. I'm disappointed too because like the two that I probably should have seen this year, I'm guessing the one key one against Navy. I was at the Orange Bowl in Florida, so I had to watch those like come in on Twitter as he was dunking those one-handed because he had his wrist, so he would like go up for all the one-handed follows and stuff. But I don't know. That one I think has got a tough matchup, it seems like Key might lose in the first round.
Yeah, it's an unfair one, actually. Yeah. Put Braxton up against anyone up against that Farrakhan dunk in the first round. It's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because the ACC did a thing. It was probably 4 years ago at this point, but the best dunk in ACC history. And, you know, it was fan voting, obviously, but Farrakhan won that. I mean, that's you're up against some really heavy hitters.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that one's going to win. That's got to be the odds-on favorite. Fresh, you're upset. You thought Willie Dersh was going to take the whole thing.
I was going Willie for sure.
you were like,
I understand the sentimental approach and the disrespect. I appreciate the disrespect.
The only thing about if I were being like nitpicky is Willie got his steps together at half court. Like it didn't just flow like all these, like a lot of these other ones. He kind of got his steps, and then he's like, "All right, let's go, boom." And I'm then not, for the record, I'm not gonna forget this bullshit.
And then this next one. Next tweet, hearing some rumblings that there could be news about the Washington football team between now and 2021. This is from Bennett. Was it this morning?
It was, yeah. I was sassing because, like, there was a story that just came out in the Washington Post about, like, sexual harassment claims within the Washington organization. But there are a bunch of Washington media members that were kind of going in here and, like, plugging that they knew a story was coming, but not what it was. They're like, oof, you're not going to believe this. This is huge info. But they wouldn't actually leak the story, so I was sort of mocking them a little bit.
Yeah, no, I've been reading about this
all week.
All week. It's coming tomorrow. So is it actually out now?
It is actually out now. It's a story that you probably wouldn't hype up because it's a pretty serious story. So it's kind of odd that they were doing it with like the eyeball emojis
already
and that kind of thing. But
yeah, I mean, there was the, so, you know, some other stuff was coming out earlier today, like, oh, it's, you know, Snyder bribed the refs and all this stuff. And that's like more media. And what it is is actually very sad and far more serious and unfortunately less surprising, I suppose we should say. But yeah, that's what a disaster that team is.
So
hold on. Washington, pro or college?
Redskins. Pro, the team formerly known as the Redskins.
I got it. Okay, got it.
That's the confusion of. And then we're just going to go to a couple more of your tweets here, Bennett. This is the Peach Bowl info. Contingency plan for UVA to play West Virginia in the season opener in Atlanta.
Yeah, so that was one they threw out there. I was talking to the Peach Bowls. You know, I don't think it makes a ton of sense just because you'd have to then have both teams in Atlanta. When obviously, and going to Atlanta, they could just play, you know, like a site closer to the two schools if you're worried about travel and the coronavirus and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know if this opener is at this point all that realistic. So it's an interesting plan, but I don't know how realistic any of that is.
What's the feel you get right now? I mean, are we going to see football this year? Because this feels to me so much like what happened with basketball. Ivy League canceled, and everyone's like, well, what are they doing? And then suddenly other leagues start canceling, and then next thing you know, basketball's done. It really looks like that, and I don't see how they can do it safely. But what's the feeling you're getting right now, Bennett?
That's what it feels like to me. I mean, some teams have done a nice job with their bubbles. Like, I think Oklahoma's doing really well. Virginia did a pretty nice for the initial like football testing, but most of it is sort of a struggle at this point. Like even just the JMU example, I mentioned that like their league and announced that it's probably gonna not play, or at least there are reports of that this fall. And then JMU said that it's not necessarily in that yet. There are reports of that too, where it's like, well, if we can find a schedule, we'll play. It just seems like a long string of like announcements that'll eventually lead to probably no football in the fall. I'm hopefully can figure something out, but it's just seems kind of unlikely at this point based on some of the information.
Yeah, it seems like an everyday fluid situation where it's like trying to preserve it, but they don't, I don't know.
But maybe if people wore their masks, we would have a chance at getting through this. You caught a little bit of flack, Bennett. Is that one of the tweets that you have, T-Dub?
No, it's not.
Okay, so we're just going to veer off then because you know, and I told you today, I almost had the exact or darn near the exact same tweet that you did when that Virginia football video came out, all the guys wearing masks, lifting weights and running and stuff. Yet, you know, Brenda across the street can't wear one to Harris Teeter. What's so for you, you got a little bit of pushback on that, right?
I did. There was one guy who was kind of, I think one of the like wrong, like misinformation out there is that the idea that if you like wear a mask, you're going to like inhale your own CO2 and like die, which just like there's certain people that if they have like issues breathing already, there's potentially like doctors might not recommend you wearing a mask for prolonged periods of time. But like the everyday citizen, the idea that if you like put a mask on for your trip to like, you're saying Harris Teeter, you're going to come out and like keel over, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So it's just frustrating. It's like UVA can go through, you know, work out in July to try to get in shape here and all this stuff. And you're talking about random people who think that, you know, they're infringing on their freedom, so they're going to die if they wear a cloth over their face for 20 minutes on a Tuesday. It's a little bit ridiculous.
It's so awful that it's become politicized, that just a very, what I find a very easy thing to do to kind of look out for somebody else. Cause that's the thing. I'm not protecting myself so much when I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting other people. But if everyone does it, we're all protecting each other. It's a shame that that's become a political thing as opposed to, hey, let's just be nice to each other.
It is. Yeah. And there's a lot of like medicinal research out there that says it's okay to wear the mask. So you don't have to worry. You can wear it to the grocery store and it'll be okay.
I wear it because I think it makes me look cool, but other people can do their own thing.
You probably, like, I have a theory, like, it makes you look better because nobody knows what you look like. So maybe, like, it's a little bit of a mystery.
Exactly. So
maybe, like, you know, more of whoever you want to look at you looks at you when you're in the store.
Exactly. It really accentuates your eyes. You can make them pop.
Actually, I was unpacking. I found my mask. You guys keep talking. I'm going to find my mask. Hold on.
I was gonna say for an Asian dude, I was a little skeptical because, you know, when we wear a mask, it's could be a violent reaction. But you know, I think it's in Asian culture, everyone's wearing them. Ever since that bird flu scare from a few years ago, I think it's been commonplace. Yeah. And then it never translated over here. Now we know why Americans can't wear masks. Can't be told to wear a mask, I guess.
2007, right? Was the bird flu?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
All right. Now you guys tell me, does this mask not make me look?
It's perfect.
I mean, come on. This is. How can people not wear this?
It looks great.
Now, sorry, I just moved and I've got all this stuff. I'm unpacking boxes and realizing stuff that I forgot that I owned. But
well, that mask is covering all the wrong things for the record. Everything's covered except for your 4 or 5.
Except for my germ hole. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's awesome. It's a great Zoom mask.
My son would love it.
I'm going to wear it in all my meetings from now on.
And then this next one's Bennett. He ordered an Amazon shelf. And what did you get instead?
Quite the ride. So I ordered an Amazon shelf. And I ended up getting an expired box of chocolate Chex cereal. And so I followed up with Amazon because I was like, all right, what is this? Who sent me this? They then sent me to like a random Walmart in a small town in Maryland. So I called them and I had to eventually have them give me like who sent it. And I guess it was the seller of the shelf. And they're like, he said it was a gift. And then the shelf actually came with this weird Amazon third-party seller just like wanted to give me a box of chocolate Chex cereal. Unfortunately, it is expired, so I'm not sure I'm gonna go through with eating the gift.
That is incredibly interesting.
Yeah. I mean, free cereal.
It is expired. Nonetheless, yeah. Free. And then here's this next one I want to ask you about. This man has now created multiple Gmail accounts, calling me all kinds of names.
And well, I saw this.
Yeah. So what happened here?
I said something about like Washington and the football team because they did a press release about how they were changing the name. They put the name and the logo in it like 14 times. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And this person said he made some joke or something about how I was so offended or something that I needed to call like a suicide hotline. I was like, all right, that seems a little much. But his Twitter bio originally was like, if you can't participate in thoughtful discussion, I'm going to block you. So then I was like, all right, based on your bio, I think I should block you. So then I did, and he just like lost his mind. So absolutely furious. He emailed me and was like, I'm going to block you from this email just to know that like you.
Whoa.
And then he emailed me other Gmail accounts also telling me he like disliked me and he was upset that I couldn't have dialogue, but he he seems to have died down, so it was only really a one-day friendship with my new friend.
Wow.
And Twitter was a mistake.
That's going to be me. That's what I'm going to turn into, that guy.
You going to be that angry guy?
I'm going to end up being that guy.
That guy is definitely going to remember this bullshit, for the record.
He will definitely remember that, all your bullshit.
Man, early on, and I'd probably only been tweeting for like a year, I had I made a joke about Virginia Tech. It may have been about the Nationals giving out, for University Day, giving out T-shirts that listed all of Virginia Tech's national titles. And it was just a picture of a guy wearing a plain white T-shirt. And a Virginia Tech student actually tweeted at me that he hoped my kids died. Kind of an escalation of the dialogue there, not unlike what you got there, Bennett. And last thing, fortunately, some other folks, some of the, you know, my friends on Twitter saw it, and the guy ended up locking his account and changing his Twitter handle. I don't know whatever happened to him, and hopefully, you know, he learned a little bit of a lesson. But it's just, you know, take a deep breath. I mean, there's so many tweets that I don't send, and I've never wanted to send something like that. But at least during games and stuff, half the tweets that I type up never get sent. I just delete them. I'm like, no, maybe I shouldn't say that.
But like, does that person actually like wish that, or they just think it's funny to say on Twitter?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They can say whatever they think.
Yeah.
Like what in the world? If I was a czar, he'd be taken out back immediately.
Yeah, it was. it was a little bit disturbing. Like, okay, you know, that's like, maybe we can work up to that level of insult, but hey, this is just a fun jibe that your school hasn't won any titles, and to immediately go there is you know, that seems to violate some rules of debate.
I think so.
Well, I don't, what do you even call that? I mean, that's not trolling, that's just, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I don't know if the guy's on Twitter anymore. I didn't save it. I don't remember his name. And you just hope people can kind of learn and say, you know what? Maybe the next day he woke up and said, okay, that was a mistake. I feel bad about that. Because
it has to be a joke. I mean, it's obviously a joke, right? He just wanted to go extreme. Like, that's how angry he was. He went all the way as far, as mean as he could possibly. I don't know.
Yeah,
trying to justify the thought process, but I can't do it.
Yeah, it's one thing to say, I hope your daughters never make a free throw during a basketball game. Like, that's right. Kind of funny, but like, come on, man. But you guys have all grown up with that kid, right? Or adult. When you're like talking shit and messing with them, and you're like, oh, dude, nice, you know, nice pants or whatever. And they're like, your mom's a whore.
Right. Dude.
Right. Calm down, man.
Just no filter.
Right. Just, well,
they go nuts.
Yeah, there's also ground rules on how you escalate. I mean, if you're doing snaps, I mean, you can't just immediately go there. You got to work up before you get to that stuff. And everyone just kind of pushes the line a little bit more, but you can't. Yeah, you can't start there.
0 to 100.
Zero to 100. I used to work with a guy just like that. It was so funny. No matter what.
A little bit of a change of pace. This thread: reply with your coolest UVA sports photo on your camera roll.
And
there's a bunch of really cool ones. There's Fresh with Sean Singletary in front of his retired jersey. That's cool. You know, people doing videos of the championship.
That's awesome.
There's yours, Phony Bennett.
Awesome.
With Grant Kersey and your daughter.
She was excited to meet him. Yeah, we were there for that. I don't know, was that Morgan State? The game where he ended up dribbling it outside of the 3-point line so he could hit that buzzer beater to get us to 100 points.
Was the game. This was after that game?
No, this was a couple games later. We ended up talking to him about that, but we were at that game as well, and so she was so excited to meet him.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's super cool. This is my favorite little series here. Dave Kane has a picture, a different angle, of Tony Bennett screaming after cutting the nets in Louisville. And then somebody said, Dave, I'm sorry, but I'm stealing this photo. And then Thomas Joyner replies, with that photo also. And Dave Cain says, that looks awfully a lot like the photo that I just posted. That series is what Twitter's made for, I feel like. That's amazing. This guy, I don't know, I hope he read that, stole it, and posted it, and not thought that was his, but whatever the case.
This story, like, do you have to credit people for stuff or no? Can you just steal?
I don't know.
You should. I mean,
yeah. Right.
I don't see any credit being thrown out anywhere in this thread, so it's a lot of original work. This one's cool too. This one.
Oh, Sandy.
From Sandy.
Sandy
Shank. The video. Yeah.
I was on the Camp Daily staff with Sandy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we talked about this. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. This is Dre's crazy bank shot win at Louisville.
And then I tweeted Sandy and made him send it to me so I could have it in my phone.
No, there's a lot of good stuff in this thread.
It was really good, really cool.
I'll make sure to link it below. A bunch of people taking photos with players after the game. Some good stuff. I think we go back to.
Can I ask Chris a quick question?
Yeah.
With two daughters, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? All right. Somebody once said this, which is awful. Does do they differentiate with the players? Is it like, you know, DeAndre's cuter, so I like him, or you know, Ty's better, or Grant, you know, Grant's the coolest, or is it just everybody's the best? Doesn't matter.
No, my oldest daughter definitely has players that she likes. My youngest isn't really into basketball.
Right.
Yet, but my oldest daughter, and she's the one I go to all the games with. She's definitely got players, and she's, I mean, she was way into Kyle Guy and the man bun. She's had a couple over the years, but right now, like, she's fixated on Justin McCoy. I'm telling you,
that's right.
Like, every time we talk about hoops and going to games this year, she's like, I'm going to meet Justin, right? And I mean, she messaged him on Insta and says, hey, I hope I can meet you this year. And she shows it. I'm like, come on. Like, he's too old for you. Right. I don't want to see any, like, flirting or anything like that. But, no, because she had seen a post from Virginia Sports about Justin and immediately, like, he's cute and I want to meet him. But she liked Grant Kersey too. And because somebody had asked me when I posted that Grant Kersey photo, somebody asked me, does she think Grant's cute too? So I texted her. I'm like, do you think Grant's cute too? And she's like, oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
Grant's not here. He's supposed to be here tonight. He could have heard that. But
yeah, he's going to join here in a second.
He knows he's cute.
And then the next one, I was going to go down the Bennett Conlon, like, we always do this with our guests. We go scroll through your likes to see what you've been liking recently. Just to put you on the spot a little bit.
That's like someone digging through your garbage, right?
There might be some fat-fingered likes in here, maybe. I don't know. Anything in here that sticks out here? We've got, you know, the Redskins article. You are not a human being. You like that one. Wear your mask or there won't be college football. And also, people will die. I like, you know, caveat there.
Ever since I learned that people actually look through your likes to try to figure out what you're really about, I now, and it's not even hate liking, I just, I will like stuff because I'm like, yeah, this will really get those people. This will piss them off. I'm not liking stuff that I wouldn't actually like, but I do sometimes think, like, yeah, this is going to,
throw him off the trail.
Right.
Yeah, I had one person one time was getting upset because I liked something. They're like, oh, you support this thing? And it was just me, like, liking an article that, like, the Daily Progress had posted. I was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I liked it or whatever. It's hilarious.
The latest COVID-19 results from Oklahoma.
Yeah, they did a nice job. Or
98 tests, 0 positives.
So what, you're an Oklahoma fan now, Bennett? Is that
huge Oklahoma supporter now? Big Boomer Sooner guy. I do have this. I want to go to an Oklahoma game at one point in my career as a fan and mess up the fight song because it's like the Boomer Sooner, Sooner Boomer, or whatever. But I want to just do that like on a loop and keep singing it and see like how irritated like I get.
You like the Vandy Whistler?
Doesn't that that carriage or whatever it's called, the thing that goes, it falls like once a year or whatever.
Yeah, they always
pretty funny things.
It gets crushed. Yeah,
Yeah, as long as nobody gets hurt, obviously.
Yeah, Bennett, I can't help but notice none of these likes are my tweets.
No. I'll have to put all those in there. I'll just have like a week where I only like your tweets.
Bennett, do you follow me? What's my name on there, TW? Defresh?
Defresh 11.
Let me find you on my phone.
He's about all
right.
to.
All right, bro. Let's step it up.
Fresh getting the pity follow.
I know, right? Yeah. You can't soliciting.
It's a temporary follow. Yeah. Just soliciting
might
yourself.
Be the lowest. I'm gonna get active. Don't worry. I'm just feeling it out.
And then, you know, we'd be remiss not to mention Mark Jerome's post on the UVA Hoops group.
The Mark Jerome.
the Mark Jerome.
Can we be honest about this?
We're
be honest about this.
No, yes, Mark.
It was a combination of T-Dubs and me writing this.
Yes.
T-Dubs is like, you send it because...
You're the Mark Jerome.
The Mark Jerome,
you're so,
right?
You're going to have me ring the bell on myself in a second. We ring the curse bell. Myself. You're so funny. No. But,
I'm just waiting for the day when we hear like the comm school at the University of Virginia, adjunct professor Mark Jerome. Adjunct, right?
You'll be waiting.
You're all in.
Next life, Dougie.
See, yeah, I'm glad people. You guys are doing that UVA Hoops group. That's a big group.
Yeah, it's a big group, and it's a big. I don't know.
Can we not?
Based on the response we got, it's going to be a rocky ride for us as admins. based on what I saw, but it's going to be fun.
Double trouble. Here we go.
I mean,
okay. Here we go. Let's get into it. Go ahead.
It's got 18,000 members plus what, another 2,000 band members.
Yeah, something like that.
What is that? You guys going to grant clemency to all the band members?
I think we should, but yes, I don't know the history. Yes. I don't know the history, so
bring them back.
For anyone, listening, yeah, absolutely. But
unless
no
they were insulting to, like, you know, a grown woman or whatever, like, bring them back.
How do we know? I don't know. I don't know the history. That's the only thing, right? So should we like, what is it? Amnesty everyone or whatever? I don't know how that works.
I love it.
I don't know how any of this works, so I'm being completely honest. Maybe it's not possible. Once you're banned, you're gone. Create a new Facebook account.
I'm sure you can do it. You know, the only thing I know about, I mean, I've been a member of that group for a long time, and there's a lot of cool posts there, a lot of fan posts and stuff. And it was a really neat group. The couple times that I promoted it on Twitter, I got all this hate that, like, man, I was banned because I said shit in my post and now I can't even post anymore. And like, I ended up losing followers every time I recommended it because people were mad at it. So I'm looking forward to.
Well, Fresh is now a moderator. So the cursing is definitely. No, I'm kidding. Oh. We wouldn't do that to you. but cursing is definitely allowed. If not required at this point.
But it does seem like a really great community that Aaron created over there. So,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's in good hands with you guys. And
we're not going to really change much. We just thought it'd be a great way to connect again on Facebook because we had no Facebook presence. Like, so he liked what we were doing, you know, he's a fan of what his health was declining. So shout out to Aaron.
And can I make a comment about cursing? You can curse positively. We just don't curse negatively. Like, I'm not calling anybody the word. I'm just using the word.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I get it.
That's all.
Yeah. It's, and like, I get it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, players' families that are on there. I mean, the Mark Jerome is on there. So, I mean, the people that want to come on and start bashing players and stuff, like, I get one.
And Laurel Bennett. Laurel Bennett's on there. I mean,
shout out.
Yeah.
Laurel
Bennett is on there, and, you know, Willie and all the UVA alum basically are on there. And I think what happened was, like, there was an interview that Sam Hauser or somebody was doing with Aaron, and then I think I don't know what happened, but he was told he wasn't allowed to do the interview with the UVA Hoops group. And then I think Mark posted a podcast with Sam Hauser shortly after, and he was just like, all right, apparently this is, I don't know. He was just like, all right, well, I don't have the access that Locker Room Access has or something like that. And that was what started him reaching out and talking about transitioning over to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's, I know, I mean, the UVA hoops, I mean, they've got very specific media guidelines that
right
qualify you to be able to interview the players and stuff. Because we had reached out back when I had the Hard Edge podcast, and we'd reached out to Eric, and we weren't big enough. Or it wasn't even about being big enough. You had to have advertisers and a website. I mean, there were very specific stuff. So, I mean, I get it, but I also, you know, players want to talk to you, man. Let them talk. But now it's all combined and.
Yeah, we'll make it work. I think if anyone has issues out there with you cursed before, let us know. We'll try to figure out how to unbid you from this thing.
Yeah, send T-Dub an email listing all the curse words that you used on UVA Hoops.
Let me see if Grant is in. Yeah, there we go. And we now have Grant Kersey, a.k.a. White Mamba, joining us.
No video.
There he goes, GK, the man, the legend. We're just talking about you.
We're just talking about you, how my daughter thinks you're cute.
Let's put you on the spot. So how did you do it? How did you become? Yeah, how did you become so cute? Give us the. No, I'm kidding. All right. So the first.
What's up, G?
What's happening?
You know everybody here. We got Bennett Conlin up there. You've met Bennett. You've done.
Yeah. What's up, Bennett? How are you?
We were going through some of your tweets and some of your viral. You know, this is your TikTok with Fresh. But like, what is your thought process when you're doing these? Like, do you riff on them a while before you come up with an
idea? Sometimes it just kind of happens, and then once you get the idea, when you got time to do it. The one with Doug, I just saw a couple of the pictures, I was like, oh, we could do this. And then once I picked up my uniform from the school, because it was the same number, I was like, oh, I'm going to just try it and see what happens.
that leg kick up is money.
I respect that the one shot of Doug where he's not wearing the knee brace, you're not wearing it either. That's
yeah, amazing.
That's impressive dedication to the verisimilitude.
You know,
it's the little details.
I noticed that on the 2000th time I watched it.
Wait, did you hear about – how did you hear about this, Fresh? Did somebody ping you? You said something.
Somebody, it wasn't Grant. Somebody sent it. Probably, I don't know. Somebody sent it. Some, like, one of these media, like, these social media accounts hit me and it fell into my lap. I forgot. No, I think it might have been, was it Corey?
That's great.
I think Corey sent to me. I think.
You've got a Google alert for your name. Come on, admit it, yeah. Doug.
Twitter alert.
No, Corey, I didn't have all this stuff. He sent it like a text. I forgot. Whatever. I'll remember in a minute.
He's getting used to Twitter.
But you gotta have the music of this one, TW. The music is fire.
What is the music?
Photo shoot. Pose.
Oh, there you go.
My kids sing this all the time now, G.
They still sing it?
Oh, yeah. They love it.
That's awesome.
How long did this take you to put together, Grant?
The hardest part was honestly trying to figure out TikTok. I don't even know if I did it right because I had never done it before. Because I didn't make TikTok to like make videos. I was just like, everybody's talking about it. I'll just download it, kind of just waste time if I'm bored, see what's happening on it. And then I was like, all right, I'll try this. But it probably took like maybe an hour.
Damn.
All right, so we've got some Twitter experts here with us, obviously with Phony and Bennett. But what is your Twitter strategy during the season? Like, do you stay off it? Do you think about it? Are you every day, daily? So, active?
I mean, I check it. I like to just see kind of what people are talking about, but I never tweet. Like, I rarely ever tweet. If I do anything, I'll just retweet. Mostly just like teammate stuff. Like cool news, but I don't use Twitter that much besides just to kind of message people and follow stuff that's going on.
So is this your main news outlet basically during the season, or?
Yeah.
So right now we're looking at the quarantine. We're looking at the quarantine Elite Eight. This has almost 53,000 views, and this is you reenacting the Mamadi Kihei.
Yo, the ball into the woods is the best thing ever.
That's what everybody says is their favorite part. That was all Thomas. That was all
It just
Thomas.
Keeps going.
Because he was like, yo, every time I rewatch it, it seems like the ball was just going in the backcourt forever. And he was like, we're going to make it seem like that in the video. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
And how long did this one legitimately take you to make, to record?
This was like the third one we made. And so like the editing and stuff, we kind of had down already. Record maybe like, it probably all in all took like 2-3 hours maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of missed shots to me, G.
Is this the one where the numbers on the pennies change?
Yeah, that's this one.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's those little details that really
matter. Yeah, right. He's got zero for Kihei there.
Right. Yeah, did Jack.
Yeah.
He's got Jack's number.
So great.
I love that. Like,
so it's like we just break it down and like we'll watch a couple of seconds of the actual clip and try to get everybody's mannerisms and like how they reacted and then go and try to reenact that and then compare the two before we go into the next one.
So what did you go to Matthew and say we need all these?
Nah, so after like when guys graduate, that's just they get like a couple practice jerseys each year, so they kind of build up over time. And then I just happen to have a couple, and I'm like, oh, this is a pretty cool thing to like just like if I have to collect something to remember this time and like to all right. have with me, like I'm gonna just try to get a jersey from each guy because they have. Four or five from each year. So then I realized like, oh, I have one from each of these guys. We could use this in the video.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
So that's just kind of like what I grab throughout the year and get from guys just to keep for, hopefully I can have them all up in a man cave one day, have them all together. But so I just thought that was neat.
And then I was going to say, is that which one out of all the ones you did, that was that the biggest reaction?
Yeah, that was by far the biggest.
Yeah, because it was also the Blake Griffin dunk competition one, right?
The dunk, yeah. So we did the skills challenge, and then we did the Blake Griffin dunk contest.
And then we did the
Purdue one, the third one. So we kind of just like, I don't know. We were just during quarantine is when Thomas was living with me, and we just. I remember you actually mentioned the idea, T-Dub, and you were like, "Yo, you guys could recreate something." And then me and Thomas kind of just started, like, looking at stuff. And that was back when everybody was doing the three-point contest.
Yeah.
Thomas was like, yo, if we're going to do this, we have to do it differently. And I'm like, I'm all for that. I don't want to do the same thing. The three-point contest has been done by a lot of people. He's like, all right, let's do the skills challenge. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's just use stuff in the yard. And then we kind of just went out there and just see kind of what ideas came and then started filming and kind of just put it together from there.
And then didn't you have, like, a news – was it Bennett? Did you go out and talk to him about this, or was it somebody else?
It was Preston. Preston really did a story on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at Preston.
Where are we at, Bennett? Come on. This is.
Grant, you just said something that made me question everything I've been doing. It's just Thomas. It's not like Tomas.
So he – okay, if you ask him, switch depending that on the day, yeah, like he'll switch it.
Okay.
So he – like I call him Thomas. I call him Tom, but I always tell people Thomas. But one day he'll say Thomas, the other day he'll say Tomas. He just likes me having it up in the air. He likes people not knowing. He likes both. So
all right, because I don't know that I've ever actually said it out loud, but in my head it's always been Tomas, and now like that just I'm shook. And Tom, I've never even considered Tom. Tom, I can't. He doesn't look like a Tom.
He's definitely Tomas.
No, I would. He's got a lot of nicknames. I like to call. He's in my phone as Calvin Cambridge because when he had the dread, he looked like he was like Mike. But
I also call him Woldy. Does he answer Woldy? To Woldy? Yeah.
I'm sure he would. He'll probably answer to anything.
At this point,
but yeah, a lot of times, like on the court and stuff, if you say his name, it usually just get people's names just get shortened. So like right, Thomas, right. We just say Tom, and it just goes quicker.
No, I'm a big fan of reducing everyone's name to one syllable. I don't have time for.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big initial guy. I don't know why.
We're looking at this. Then this is another one. Media day, you throwing it off the back of the wall in the practice gym. That has almost 100,000 views.
Wow, I haven't seen this video in a while.
100,000 views.
That's right.
You can dunk. You can dunk like that.
That's
yeah.
Double.
Come on, Fresh.
I don't know.
So I'll tell the story. The first time I met Grant, he was coming in as a first year at UVA camp, and he was doing this stuff in the practice room for the kids. And then I see, yeah, you know, people cheering for him like he's a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid when he makes a shot. And I was super offended. I'm like, what do you mean this kid? I've seen this kid throw it off the glass in windmill. Like, what are you guys talking about? Amazed he can make a layup. So then the first time I think we met, I brought that up to you, and we've been
laughing at it ever since. You were mad. You were like, yo.
I was furious. I was like, yo, this kid can play. I was like, people are cheering. I'm like, stop cheering. Why are you surprised he made a layup? I'm furious. Anyway.
Grant, I've wondered, like, was there a point like you realized, okay, I'm 4-for-4 from the floor, 5-for-5 from the line for my career. Like, I don't want to take another shot. Did you ever – I mean, it had to enter your head, right? Like, I'm perfect. I don't want to mess that up.
The only reason, like, it was in my head is because that's what everybody would tell me. Like, everybody would ask, like, oh, are you going to shoot the ball again? And they're like, you're 100%. Like, aren't you the kid that hasn't missed? I'm like, wow. Like, I've shot the ball, like, 4 times or 3 times. Like, I don't even have that many shot attempts. But it's funny. So, my uncle, he was big on it, too. He would always give me a hard time about it. And it was over Christmas. We were with them celebrating Christmas, and we were at dinner. And he was like, look. You get back in the game, just don't shoot the ball. Never shoot the ball again. Just, I want you to end 100%. That's cool. Just don't shoot. Just let it ride out. Just pass or just something. And then the next game was the Marshall game. And at the end, when the ball bounced out, after I threw it to Austin and he missed, the ball bounced out. And the only reason I went for it is because in my head, this is what is in my head, not the 100%, but I was like, I don't have a rebound and I need a rebound. That's the only reason I tried to go for the ball, and then it just happened to bounce out there. And then I remember looking at the clock, and it was like 2 point something. And then my uncle's voice went in my head. It was like, don't shoot it, don't shoot it. But I was like, no, I have to. And then he called me after that game, and he was like, I told you not to shoot the ball, and you went and shot a turnaround fadeaway. And I'm like, hey, I got to just try. I'm not going to not shoot to save the 100%. I'm going to try to make them all count.
All right, that was one of my favorite things I ever saw in person at JPJ. Like, you'd taken it out to get to 100. Like, you probably could have had a much easier shot, but you're like, screw that. I'm going out. We're getting the century mark.
When I checked in, I was walking up the bench, and Ty looked at me. He was like, make sure you get 100. Make sure you guys get to 100. And I was like, all right, I got you. So I had to make sure. I couldn't get 99.
So Ty just trying to bury people. I love it.
But that was a big game for Tony, wasn't it? It was like his
it was 300.
300, is that what it was? Okay, yeah, I knew it was like some kind of big mark for him, so that was special.
Yeah, so I mean, super cool for him, and then for me to be a part of it and just get on the court was awesome.
We're now looking at this pool trick shot where all you guys are throwing it over this unicorn. Not Jay Huff. Cool. It's not Jay Huff. It's
not Jay Huff.
An actual blow up unicorn. And this has 116,000 views, so this may be the most viral one.
That might be the most. But yeah, that was back. I think a couple teams had made a video like that summer. And then we were just all at the pool one day.
And that was one take, right?
Yeah, first try. Bennett? Yeah, that's at Coach Bennett's house.
And then, we're just casually scrolling through your timeline. Oh, what else have you posted that you remember being first time going viral? Was it after that Marshall game, or was it
first time going like on Twitter specifically?
On Twitter, yeah.
The first time I really thought I made it on Twitter was honestly when Phony Bennett retweeted me or responded. That's when I thought I made it.
That's so awesome.
Man, you're going to just make me even more full of myself.
That's why I was like, oh, well. Well, I don't know. Do you remember when you introduced yourself to me after one of the games during the championship run during that season at JPJ?
Yeah, I think that's when I got that picture of you and my daughter. Yeah, I got a picture of you and I too, man.
So I remember you came up to me and you're like, hey, my name's Chris. Like, I run this like little Twitter account. I don't know if you've heard of it. I just want to like, it's nice to meet you. I want to introduce myself. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's awesome to meet you. Like what Twitter account do you run? You're like, oh, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Phony Bennett. And I was like, what do you mean have I heard about this? Everybody in the gym has heard about this. And but at that point, like, so I didn't read the article when you like released your name. I don't know why. I like the mystery. I was like, all right, I don't want to know who it is. If I see him, I don't know. And then when you said that, at first I was like, oh, man, now it's up. Now I know who it is. But then I was like, all right, this is better. I can beat him and see it.
Yo, geez, same thing for me. Like, I knew about Phony Bennett, like, from articles and the whole thing.
Right.
And now I'm like, best friends with the guy. And I'm not exactly sure what to do with Phony Bennett, because, like, I don't know if I like him anymore or not. But, like,
nobody likes
him. So it's Phony. why would I ever meet the real guy?
Right. But no, I'm telling you. At first I was like, oh, man, now I know who it is. And then I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, of course I know who you are. Everybody knows who you are.
But right. Thank you for pointing out that I said I run a Twitter account, because people think I go around like saying I'm Phony Bennett. Like, I've never in my life like introduced right. myself as Phony Bennett. That would just that feels weird. And
good try. I don't even think
you would have mentioned it unless I asked. So
yeah, like I run this little, you know,
it's cool.
Not a big deal.
Oh, it's just a little Twitter account. You may have heard of it. You might not have.
But I've only got pictures of me with a couple players. I got Justin, Akil, Zay, and you. I think that might be it.
Oh, wow.
Top ticket right there.
Wow,
right.
I made it. A select list.
Top ticket. It's a Mount Rushmore right there.
Yeah, that's a nobody exactly.
y'all got me thinking. I think my first TikTok video is going to be Grant making that shot against Marshall.
You and your kids reenacting that Marshall shot? That'd be awesome.
Yes. Yes.
That'd be sick.
That would be funny. Yeah.
Get your 11 jersey on. Your 11 jersey back on.
Yep.
Get the kids out there in the park. Redo that.
That'd be awesome.
That's you right there.
I was going to say, we're looking through your likes, and you like this Bennett Conlon article on Anna Williamson. How did this article come about, Bennett?
So I don't know how it popped up, but her dad wrote something for, like, he works for Oracle. Uh-huh. He wrote a blog about, like, resilience and, like, mentioned her. And I just, like, happened upon it. And I was like, oh, that's a sweet story. So then I talked to Anna a while back. So it took a while to actually finish the story. It took like, months to get her parents on the phone, but finally did and finally got the story out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what is the reaction been?
Such a cool story.
Yeah, what's the reaction been to that story? Really positive, I imagine.
It's been a good one. And anytime you get a Grant Kersey favorite, you know you did something right. So.
Yeah, right.
That's, you know. That's the barometer.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
CW. I thought that was super cool.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about, I think I saw it on Twitter, an article about the a girl who's the manager on the UVA team?
Yeah, that's her.
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. I didn't look. Yeah, yes, I told you. I retweeted it and I said one of my life goals is to meet this young lady.
I think Grant can make that happen.
I saw that. Yeah, I can't. Nah, she's super nice. She's super hardworking.
Yeah,
she has cool. a great shoe game. Her shoe game is up there.
Really?
Yeah.
We're thinking of doing a UVA collection video series here coming up soon. We have somebody coming on next week to show off their game used jersey collection. Maybe we'll keep it going.
That'd be cool. Cause I think people have a bunch of collections from over the years.
Especially, yeah. Maybe we can re-piece together the entire national championship floor with all the fans out there. Just looking through all these other. There you go. There's the Phony Bennett.
There's the Phony Bennett.
Yeah, and so to be clear, you missed this, that's Grant, because somebody had asked me in response to that, because I tweeted that my daughter wanted to meet Justin McCoy because she thinks he's cute. And somebody said, does she think Grant's cute? So I actually texted her and I was like, hey, do you think Grant Kersey's cute? And she's like, oh yeah. So there you go. She's too young. She's 15. So, she understands TikTok though.
Somebody said, is he not the greatest shooter in the history of the sport?
I think I need more shot attempts.
I mean,
so how many? What was your total? I forget. How many shots did you end up?
With? Four or four. That's why I said minimum four attempts.
Four or four, yeah.
And then 5 of 5 from the line.
Yeah, and then the free throw.
Which, in my mind, is just as impressive. I mean,
How'd you get 5 free throws?
I got fouled.
You got fouled.
I got an and one. I got an and one.
No, I'm saying though, that's impressive. For like vis-a-vis versus time on the court and getting 5 free throws.
Oh yeah.
You drilled them all.
That's why a lot of time you get in, you know, they're in a double bonus. So if you get fouled, you know,
you got an and one, you got fouled twice, dribbling or whatever. Yeah. So one and one.
That was my first points game from the line.
What'd you think about the free throw line?
When you
go to the free throw line, there's 20,000 people, JPJ, whatever, and what do you think about?
Oh, so my grandfather, he was a ref in the NBA, and he used to tell me.
I remember.
Ever since I was young, you got a free throw, you better make it because they're free.
Right.
And so every time I shoot a free throw through high school, anytime I shoot through pickup, and I shoot a free throw, his voice goes through my head.
That's
I was cool. thinking that, so and then I was thinking, if I miss, just don't miss bad. The first one I was like, just let me.
So you toe the dot. What's your routine?
I toe the dot. I spin the ball. Yep. I dribble once, and then I just shoot it.
No breath. No. Do you take one deep breath or no?
No, I just kind of go through quick before I can think about it.
I'm gonna send you. I probably sent you a video of me taking a free throw. You know what I used to think about? I would sit there for like 5 seconds holding the ball, looking at the rim, and do like visualizing or whatever. And I'm like, yo.
Are they going in?
I'm like, yo, my face is on the camera on TV right now. I'm like, how fucking cool is this shit, yo? I thought every time.
If I would have thought about that, I guarantee I would have missed. I was just trying not to overthink it, and I just wanted to hit the rim. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to airball.
I'll say before I forget, thank you, Bennett, for giving us William Fox address for the gear. That was cool.
Yeah, I got to meet Dalton, and I think it may have been the same game where we met up, Grant. Yeah. I got to meet Dalton because I talked to his dad a little bit early on in his cancer battle because, I think you guys know, you know, I had my daughter had gone through something. So that was really cool getting to meet that kid at that game. I got a picture with Dalton too. So I got like four or five players in Dalton.
Me and Fresh are talking about what did your daughter end up going through? We need the rough details, but maybe walk us through that. What all went down?
So a week before she was born, so here's the quick version. A week before she was born, they did a ultrasound and they found basically an anomaly. So we went to specialists and they said, well, there's a tumor on her kidney, and they did an emergency, well, not really an emergency C-section because she was full term at that point. Did a C-section, and so the day she was born, they said the doctor said she has neuroblastoma, which is actually a cancer of the nervous system, and the tumor is growing off the adrenal gland, which sits on top of the kidney. So when she was 6 days old, they removed the tumor, which was basically the size of a golf ball. It had already spread to some other lymph nodes at that point.
Wow.
And then in the coming months, it would end up spreading throughout, and she ended up being at stage 4S. That first year was, spent a lot of time in the oncology ward. She was probably 10 months old, I guess, when I started this account, because things were getting better at that point. She's great. She's my youngest daughter. She's 9 years old now. She just turned 9, perfectly healthy. Got a big old scar on her stomach, but other than that, we were very lucky. And a lot of these families that have to go through this stuff, you know, aren't nearly as lucky as we were. So it was cool to meet Dalton.
Wow,
that is awesome. And then what else? Hard to top that story. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, sorry to bring.
I feel like such an asshole.
The podcast to a no, no, it's we were incredibly lucky, and I mean, I still have trouble, you know, talking about the experience. But for me, Virginia basketball has always been, you know, my escape.
And, yeah.
You know, that's why I'm here with you guys right now.
That's awesome.
Of all this, so
yeah,
that's super cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, we had Scott Radcliffe, who went through a tragic thing. He said the exact same thing. He's like, hey, Virginia sports is what got me out of that, like into that dark place. It was my escape. So Gotta appreciate that. What sports does, which is why I mean back.
Yeah, for me, that first year, win or lose, like that was 2 hours. You know, when Virginia basketball was on, that was 2 hours. I could kind of put everything, you know, all of that in the background and just, you know, cheer for the team and stuff. So,
was that this one? So, what year was 2010?
So, 2011 is when she was born. So she was born in June of 2011. It was April of 2012 when I started the account. And I was starting to get back on stage at that time. I was, I said I was trying to find my funny again, trying to find my happy place. And, you need humor because something like that, even when it's going well, you end up in a very dark place and right. You know, depression, all of that is very real. And so, this was part of the vehicle that kind of helped me out of that and kept me going.
Kobe. Did you know, Grant, that Kobe Jerome was not named after Kobe Bryant?
Did not know that. I thought Ty told me he was.
Yeah.
We learned.
I think the Mark Jerome forgot.
Yuri asked him last week. He's like, what's the story behind the name? Is it Kobe Bryant? And he said, no, it's not.
It's actually Kobe beef.
It's Kobe beef.
Expensive.
Had that for dinner the night before.
Ty said he was.
That's awesome. Well, it is now.
There we go.
I think you got a lot of this Mamba.
Yeah, it's a lot of
Mamba Kobe likes.
Yeah. Kobe likes. Bunch of shoes on there. There we go.
Sneakers.
Nice, those champs,
yeah. Where are my shoes at? Grant.
The dunk. Hey, they're in the closet. I gotta get these orange and blue ones first. I need the champ dunks.
And I think that wraps it up for today. Appreciate everybody. Anything else you can think of?
Anything else, man.
Phony, you good?
I'm good. Hopefully we'll see some sports this year. And
if not,
I just appreciate you guys.
This is. I don't know where we're gonna go every week with the trending of what's on Twitter. Eventually, we're gonna have to get into the election.
Well, I want
to election podcast.
I want to say one thing. I want to see the next publication that takes our podcast and uses the quotes from it, because the Jay Willie Show.
I know
they took the quotes for the New York Post.
Yeah. What was your comment on that, Bennett? You're not allowed to unless it's.
Right, I want to know that.
For like some stuff, but like most of it. So like today, like, I don't know, it's more of like a blog thing for the most part. Like I've had that happen before. We have like an interview and then it's on somewhere else. So they try to, at least the goal is to have like the direct sources so you can talk to them directly.
Gotcha.
Or something, but yeah.
All right, so we're going after the New York Post. I love it.
The New York Post. Awesome.
Write a letter to the New York Post.
Yeah. They're no Daily Progress.
That's right.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys. I'll stop the screen share. And then I think Mark, we lost Mark for a minute, but next week we'll be back. The Foch's Corner. Mark always calls it the Phony Bennett Show. How do you feel about that, Phony?
I mean, it's we market it as the Foch's Corner, and then he introduces that it's the Phony Bennett Show.
He loves to do that.
Yeah, he calls it every week changes, so I kind of appreciate that. But
I think
that's like Thomas in his name.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Tommy Show.
I call it the Faux Show.
The Faux Show. See, that's
the Faux Show. Nice. For sure, Faux. Right? Am I right? Show.
But we need to keep getting good guests like Bennett and Grant, because I mean, people aren't going to tune in week after week to hear me, but I appreciate you two guys coming on, and that'll make me listen to the show later. And so, shout out to our listener.
Yeah,
to our listener.
For the record, he's going to remember this bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to put this on UVA Hoops and see if that one guy makes it all the way through the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Shout out to him. All right, guys.
All right, appreciate you guys.